This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Lawyers from the two biggest smartphone producers in the world will be in federal court in San Jose, California today. Samsung, that's number one, is being sued by Apple, which is the second biggest smartphone producer, believe it or not. Well, Apple is asking for more than $2 billion in damages, as well as an injunction to stop the sale of its rivals' devices. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
Apple claims Samsung products copy the iPad and iPhone's design. And Apple has a patent on those designs, which includes
the button placed on the bottom, a large screen, rounded corners, and a rectangular shape.
Colleen Chen is a law professor at Santa Clara University. And Samsung's comeback? No, Apple, you're the copycat.
Samsung's rejoinder is you only can get a patent over something that's new, and other people had this similar idea before you.
The lawsuit signals that design patents are emerging as the newest weapon in the patent wars, and Apple has a big arsenal. Robin Feldman is a law professor at UC Hastings. She says Apple even has a patent for clean lines.
It's worth asking whether we should be giving so much power for the kinds of things that we give design patents for.
Because in the hands of a powerful company like Apple, Feldman says design patents could squash competitors and innovation. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.